Allow me to introduce the author with a few words by an unknown colleague. Born in 1954, with a mind more than 100 times the size of a hydrogen atom, and endowed by nature with an IQ which just reached into double figures, he has gone through life generating hundreds of ideas and working exhaustively hard on one or two of them. Indeed, those of his colleagues who shamefully admit to having known him have suggested that he was such a conscientious worker that he never slept more than 14 hours a day, and never more than 6 of those during office time. Socially, he always seemed to exude a certain air of humbleness, which made sure that even great men kept their distance. Although he did not appear to have many friends, and I must state here that I was never one of them, it is said by some that he had the gentlemanly kindness of Saddam Hussein, together with the forgiving, caring nature of Adolf Hitler. Certainly he has always been attentive and thoughtful of all that occurs around him. This is borne out by the fact that he has on many occasions stopped at road crossings where people were walking across. This series of graffiti was inspired by his last visit to his psychiatrist, who is now seeking asylum in Iraq, when he was informed that he was finally the proud owner of a certificate of sanity, which can be seen hanging in his study window on a clear day, when he hasn't been smoking his pipe recently.